Sukhdev Goswami is telling to Parikshit Maharaj, O king, in the age of Kali, people's intelligence will be diverted by atheism and they will almost never offer sacrifice to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the Supreme Spiritual Master of the universe. Although the great personalities who control the three worlds all bow down to the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord, the petty and miserable human beings of this age will not do so. In Srimad Bhagavat Tatparya Dhrita of Madhvacharya, quoted from Varaha Puran, गुरुः श्री ब्रह्मणो विष्णुः सुराणां च गुरुर्गुरुः मूलभूतो गुरुः सर्वजनानां पुरुषोत्तम. देन से विष्णु इज गुरु ऑफ श्री ब्रह्मा एंड गुरु ऑफ ऑल डेमी गॉड्स एंड डेमी गॉडेसेस. सो पुरुषोत्तम विष्णु इज रूट ऑफ ऑल गुरु. And Srimad Bhagavad Gita is mentioned, chapter 11, sloka number 43. Pitasi lokasya characharasya tamasya pujyasya gurur gariyan na tat samastabhadhikah kutu anno lokatrayappa pratima prabhava. O Pajasarap, revealed power, you are the father, the most worshipable, the guru and the most honored person in the entire world of moving and non-moving beings. No one in the three worlds is your equal, so who could possibly be greater than you? So here it mentioned Guru Gariyan. Here, Krishna, about the, all these slokas, Krishna is called Jagat Guru or Samasti Guru, means collective Guru. See, Bhagavan, being the Samasti Guru or collective Guru, nourishing the whole world, and being Besti Guru, means different personalities, bona fide Guru or spiritual master, incarnate this world to deliver his disciple from this material world. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Brajanandan Samsundar both are same. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Gaya to take initiation from Ishwar Puripad, Ishwar Puripad told to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Tumi se jagat guru janila nischay, Tumar gurur jagga keha ko bhunay, Tabu tumi lok sikha nimitta karane, Kariba amare guru hanala yamane. Chaitanya Bhagavat Madhalila, Chapter 2, Bangali Paya 26. That means, Ishwar Puripad, by the mercy of Bhagavan and his service, Gurupadpa Madhavendra Puri, by his mercy, he recognized Mahaprabhu is non-different from Sri Krishna. So he told, oh, now I confirm in my mind that you are Jagat Guru. In previous slok, it mentioned about Krishna, Jagat Guru, Guru Gariyan, so many. So Ishwar Puripad is expressing his mind, "Oh, you are Jagatguru, I confirm in my mind. No one in this world be qualified for your guru. Yet, you want to teach the whole world that unless until you are not initiated by a bona fide Gurudev, your life will not be successful. So for these teachings in the whole world, you will accept me as a guru," his mind is telling to me. Although Krishna is Samasti Guru or Collective Guru or Jagat Guru, but the different personalities, bona fide Guru called Vyasti Guru, although he is manifestation of Krishna, but for the disciple, he is like Krishna, but not for others. Though different personal bona fide guru is to deliver his disciples, he considered to his disciple like Bhagavan, for other not as a god, as a bona fide devotee. But for Krishna, his collective guru or Swayam Bhagavan, Krishna is collective guru or samasti guru or supreme personal godhead. For other disciple or for other guru or for other param guru or other paratpar guru or other paramesti guru, for everyone is always called as a besti guru, he jagat guru or means guru for whole world, or samasti guru means collective guru. In Chaitanya Charitamritam, Srila Kaviraj Goswami is mentioned first chapter Adi Lila, first chapter Bengali prayer 44. Yadyapi amar guru Chaitanya das tathapi jani ami tahar prakash. Although bona fide Gurudev is considered himself that I am the servant of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, yet Shishya will see him that non-different from Krishna, and his manifestation of Krishna or Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So it mentioned in Shastra order us, clearly he gave an instruction to give same equal bhakti for Sri Guru and Sri Govinda. So it mentioned in Shetasatara Upanishad, reference number 523, or somewhere it mentioned 623. Yasya devi para bhaktir yatha devi tatha guru tasaite katitajharta prakasante mahatmanah. That means who has uttama bhakti for Sri Hari, and he has uttama bhakti for Sri Hari equal to Sri Gurupad Padma, same type of bhakti, then all the mysterious or confidential meaning of Shruti will manifest in the devotee's heart or disciple's heart. In mention in Padma Puran also, Uttarkhanda, chapter 89, Bhakti ri yatha harau meyosti tadban nishtha gurau yadi mamastitena satyena sangdarshayatu me hari. Meaning is this, oh, which kind of bhakti I have for Sri Hari, or means Supreme Personality Godhead. If I have same type of bhakti or nishtha for my bona fide spiritual master. By the power of this true Sri Hari, please give me darshan. And who has same, Hari always give him darshan. If Guru and Krishna is not abhinna, not if Guru and Krishna is non-different, then Shastra never instruct us clearly to do same type of bhakti. So we have to do same type of bhakti to Sri Krishna and Sri Guru both. Although bona fide Gurudev is the manifestation of Krishna or Abhisavatar of Krishna, he always think I am servant of Krishna. He never considered himself like I am Krishna. This not good. Then it will be big offense. Then it will be Jive Vishnu Buddhi Kare Sei Narjai Narayan Sam Brahma Rudra Manetar Pasande Ganon Chaitanya Charitamritam Madhya Lila Chapter 25 Prayer Number 77. Although Guru is very near and dear, Keith and Krishna to Krishna, for disciple, yet disciple will not offer in Tulasi, the lotus feet of Gurudev. Tulasi only be offered in the lotus feet of Sri Vishnu Tattva. What to say about others? Even in Panchatattva, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda, among these five, only someone can offer Tulasi in the lotus feet of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Srimad Nityananda Prabhu and Advaita Acharya Prabhu, not Sri Gadadhar Pandit and not Sri Vas Pandit. Now Shastra instructing another thing, another paragraph in Hari Bhakti Vilas. Gopayed Guru Matmanaha. Achyutananda Prabhu will find out the reference number. Gopayet Guru Matmana. That have to hide, have to conceal Gurudev. What means what you have realized in a bona fide disciple, what the bona fide disciple realized in his own Guru, transcendental thing and so many opulence. It is favorable for his bhajan. He should not express all these things to others and will not tell to others, will not preach, my guru is like this, like that. Because what is favorable for his bhajan, for his deep bhajan, which he realizes, he should not tell to others. It does not mean that he will not preach the name and glory of Gurudev. Must do. But what he has realized for his guru, for his own bhajan, that confidential thing he is not tell to others. Will be bona fide disciple, he will see Krishna non-different, he will see his guru non-different from Krishna. If disciple is so qualified, Always he considers his guru non different from Krishna, then guru will be manifest to him. It mentioned in Hari Bhakti Vilas 4.352. The previous one, the Gopet Guru Matmana, reference number 2147, and this one 4.352. Guru Brahma, Guru Vishnu, Guru Deva Maheshwarah, Guru Deva Param Brahma, Tasmat Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama, or Tasmat Sarva Pujayet Sada. Different type of part is there. So, I prefer here Guru Brahma, Guru Vishnu, Guru Deva Maheshwarah, Guru Deva Param Brahma Tasmat Sang Pujayet Sada. Guru is Brahma. How is Brahma? Like Brahma is the creator of this world. So Sri Gurudev giving initiation to devotee, giving Bhakti Lata Bij, giving the seed of devotion. So is Brahma. And Guru Vishnu. Vishnu is the nourisher of the whole universes. In same way, a bona fide Gurudev nourish us by Harikatha. He let us know who is Krishna, Krishna Tattva, Guru Tattva, Vaishnava Tattva, Bhagavat Tattva, Sadhan Bhakti Tattva, Jeev Tattva, Maya Tattva, Sadha Tattva, Prayan Tattva, Abhidha Tattva, Sadhan Bhakti Tattva, etc. is giving us. By giving this knowledge, is nourishing us, so Guru Vishnu. Guru Deva Maheshwara. And Gurudev like Shiva. How come Shiva is the predominating deity of destruction? What Gurudev is doing? Santa evasa chindanti manava sangam muktivhi. Bona fide Gurudev cutting the attachment for material thing by his sharp word and removing anarthas from the heart of the disciples. By this way he is acting like Mahadev. So have to worship and render service such kind of Gurudev always. If devotee is considering Gurudev like this, then bona fide Gurudev will be realized in following way. Srila Jiva Goswami Pad has told in Bhakti Sandarbha, Harau Rushte Guru Strata Guru Rushte Na Kaschana Tasmat Sarva Prajatnena Guru Meva Prasadayet. This quotation from Bhakti Sandarbha 237. If sometime Sri Hari became very angry, then Gurudev can protect his disciple from Hari. If Gurudev approach Hari that he is my loyal disciple, then Hari will be very happy and pleased and he never be angry. But other hand, if Sri Gurudev became very angry, then none can protect that disciple. Even Sri Hari will not protect. So for this reason, by all means have to please Gurudev. Who has bhakti for his own bona fide guru, for him Sri Guru and the mantra, that means Gayatri mantras given by Gurudev, the third one, the preluding deity of all mantras, all three are will be in one, will be tadatma, like fire in iron, and three of them being embodiment of Sri Guru manifest in to disciple. So is mentioned in Hari Bhakti Vilas chapter 4 353 yo mantrah sa guruhu sakshat jo guruhu sa hari swayam gurur jas bhaves tushta stas tushta hari swayam. What is mantra? Means what is given by bona fide Gurudev to one disciple? Gayatri mantras. And it himself, Guru, or due to near and dear to Hari, his Guru is equal to Sri Hari. With whom Gurudev is pleased, and Bhagavan is pleased to the devotee. Who realized about Guru, like all this is mentioned in previous. So for him, if there is some defect in Guru, yet Shishya will see him only all his good qualities, not see any faults. And for bona fide disciple, only he will see the good qualities of Guru, because bona fide Guru, who is Swarup Siddha, he has not any fault like conditioned soul. Hari Bhakti Vilas, it mentioned chapter 4, it mentioned in Hari Bhakti Vilas, reference number 4/359. Abiddova Sabiddova Guru Reva Janardanaha Margastho Bappa Margastho Guru Reva Sadagatihi. A bona fide Gurudev is properly in the line of Guru Parampara. Materially, maybe not a learned scholar, or maybe learned scholar. Sorry, the translation is, if a bona fide Guru is properly in the line of Guru Parampara or not. Margastho means line of Guru Parampara, Bapi Margastho, but not in Guru Parampara, but not against of Bhakti Bhakta or Bhagavan. Here not Guru Parampara means he is in Guru Parampara, but somehow other by special reason it seems to be that he is not in proper line. Just like Sriman Mahaprabhu used to respect so much Advaitacharya Prabhu, like his guru Ishwar Puripad, but Advaitacharya is not satisfied by that. So once Advaitacharya became against, actually internally not against it, externally, then Mahaprabhu Nimai Pandit came and beat him bitterly. After that he came in line, but want to get special mercy of Mahaprabhu, so he did so. In same way, when a bona fide Guru seems to be not in proper line, and materially he is learned scholar or not, but he is like Krishna, so what may be for bona fide disciple, only that kind of bona fide guru is ultimate goal. up to now, almost we have discussed about Diksha Guru. Now we are coming the point about Shiksha Guru. शिक्षा गुरु के तो जानी कृष्णेर स्वरूप अंतर्जामी भक्त श्रेष्ठ एई दुई रूप चैतन्य चरितामृतम आदि लीला फर्स्ट चैप्टर बेंगली पेयर नंबर 47 वांट्स टू नो द इंस्ट्रक्टिंग स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर और शिक्षा गुरु टू बी द पर्सनालिटी ऑफ कृष्ण. Lord Krishna manifests himself as the super soul and as the greatest devotee of the Lord. As before, it mentioned for Diksha Guru that Guru Krishna Rupan Shastra Pramane. So, Diksha Guru is like Krishna, Roop of Krishna. And Shiksha Guru is Swarup of Krishna. Roop means like direct Krishna, like Swayam Roop. Swarup means almost Krishna, like Vasudev, etc. So it about Swarup, Krishna Swarup, it mentioned in Laghu Bhagavatamritam, Swarupam annakaram yat tasya bhati vilasatah prayunatma samam sakta sa vilaso nigaddate. For due to Vilas, when Swayam Roop Krishna manifest like his own, then it called Swarup. Vilasata means for Leela. Prayana Atma Samam almost same, but for Leela it means a little difference. In same way, both Diksha Guru and Shiksha Guru, manifestation of Krishna. Some are giving initiation, so it called Diksha Guru. Some are giving instruction, called Shiksha Guru. That is like Srila Gurudev used to say, used to explain that his Guru Diksha Guru is Nitya Lila Prasthang Vishnupad Srila Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Goswami Maharaj. And for the other devotee or disciple of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur Prabhupada, our Param Gurudev is Shiksha Guru. And for Srila Gurudev, like Nitya Lila Prasthang Vishnupad, Srila Bhaktan Swami Maharaj is a Shiksha Guru. And for his disciple to whom he gave initiation, for them he is Diksha Guru. So for one he is Diksha Guru, for other for Shiksha Guru. So both are manifestation of Bhagavan. It mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamritam, now in another new para, কৃষ্ণ যদি কৃপা করে কোনো ভাগ্যবানে গুরু অন্তর জামী রূপে শিখায় আপনে। চৈতন্য চরিতামৃতম মধ্যলীলা চ্যাপ্টার 22 বেঙ্গলি পেয়ার 47। ইফ কৃষ্ণ ইজ বেস্টইজ মার্সি অফ এন ফর্চুনেট সোল দেন হি টিচ দ্যাট ফর্চুনেট সোল অ্যাজ এ গুরু অ্যান্ড অন্তর্জামী ইজ নোয়িং এভরিবডিজ হার্ট। শিখাই আপনে মিন্স টিচ বাই হিমসেলফ, বাট কৃষ্ণ উইল নট কাম টু টিচ এভরি ওয়ান হিমসেলফ, হি উইল টিচ ইন ফর্ম অফ অন্তর্জামী, মিন্স হি উইল ম্যানিফেস্ট হিমসেলফ ইন এ শিক্ষাগুরু অ্যান্ড টিচ আস। এবেন শিল কবিরাজ গোস্বামীর মেনশন ইন চৈতন্য চরিতামৃতম আদিলীলা চ্যাপ্টার 158। জীবে সাক্ষাৎ নাহি তাতে গুরু চৈত্য রূপে শিক্ষাগুরু হন কৃষ্ণ মহান্ত স্বরূপে। Since one cannot visually experience the presence of the Super Soul, he appears before us as a liberated devotee. Such a spiritual master is none other than Krishna himself. Here it mentioned that Shiksha Guru is Mahanta. Mahanta means Mahat. Srila Guru Padpad Mahat means whose heart is very vast due to Krishna Bhakti. So if somebody is very generous but not Krishna Bhakti, then he is not Mahat or Mahant or Mahasaya. So Guru is here topmost Mahat. So Guru is topmost Mahat. So in Srimad Bhagavatam is mentioned about King Rahugana, Bhagavat 5th canto 12th chapter slok number 12. Rahuganaitat tapasana jati. I have to complete the slok from Bhagavatam and meaning. That is Mahat word is here. Another place in Srimad Bhagavatam about Prahlad Maharaj history, Bhagavat सेवेंथ चैप्टर सेवेंथ कैंटो फिफ्थ चैप्टर श्लोक नंबर 32 नोइसांग मोतिस्तावत उरु क्रमांग्री हियर महियसम मीन्स महत. सो ड्यूरिंग टाइपिंग हैव टू कंप्लीट दिस श्लोक एंड हिज मीनिंग फ्रॉम भागवतम. हियर महत एंड मोहियसम बोथ आर सेम मीनिंग. As before it mentioned, now another paragraph. As before it mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamritam, Madhya Lila, chapter 22, Bengali pair 47, Krishna jadi kripa kare kono bhagyobane, guru antar jami rupe sikhay apane. Here, that if Krishna bestow his mercy upon a fortunate soul, then in form of guru and being antaryami teach himself the fortunate soul. Now inquiry may come in our mind that antaryami means who knows everybody's heart, is he paramatma? The paramatma teaching us directly. Answer is this: being antaryami means knowing everybody's heart in form of Antaryami Paramatma is Krishna, although situated everybody's heart, but he never entangled of jivas what good or bad thing. He only their good or bad karma, he is only their witness. So it mentioned in Bhagavad Gita, slok number 13, chapter number 13, slok number 32. Anaditta nirgunatvat परमात्मा अयम अव्ययम् शरीरस्थपि कौन्तेय न करोति न लिप्यते. ओ कौन्तेय, बिकॉज इज विदाउट बिगिनिंग मीन्स अनादि एंड फ्री फ्रॉम द थ्री मोड्स मीन्स निर्गुण, इज इम्पेरिशेबल परमात्मा द सिचुएटेड इन द बॉडी, नीदर परफॉर्म्स कर्म नॉर बिकम्स इंटेंगल्ड इन द रिजल्ट ऑफ कर्म. From Gurudev Bhagavad Gita, put one gap, then Bhavanubad, then gap, then Prakashika Vritti, have to complete. another place, same like which mentioned in Gita, Shvetashvatara Upanishad, reference number 4/6. Das Uparana Sayuja Sakhaya Samanam Brikkham Purishasya Jate Tayur Annam Pippalam Sadvattan Nasnanno No Abhichakasiti. Paramatma means Kshira Sai Vishnu and Jivatma the soul, both they have friendship like a bird, like two birds, and living in same tree, this body's tree here. Although they are living two friends in same tree, among one of them, the soul, the Jivatma, is testing his karma, another, the Paramatma, is not testing any fruit of karma, only as a witness is living there. So it is clear, although Paramatma is living as a antarjami, but direct is not giving teachings, is giving teachings through Guru. Source of all thinking is Chitta, and from Chitta all the inspiration to do karma come from Chitta. So Chaitya Guru is Antarjami and is the predominating deity of Chitta. So you have to understand is Vasudev. He never teach us directly, only teach in form of Guru. So source of all thinking is Chitta. The predominating deity of Chitta is Vasudev. It mentioned in Tattva Bodh. And then we think our mind, shall we do this or do that? Is this proper or other is proper? Always mind is thinking, sometime this determination, non-determination. So this is the activity of mind. The predominant deity of mind is moon, and buddhi confirm it, no, this is correct. So for buddhi, nischayatmika buddhi is confirming. So predominant deity of buddhi is Brahma, and ahankar, ahankar means like we are telling I am this, I am that. Who is thinking, who doing this is ahankar. The predominant deity of ahankar is Rudra. Ahankar means ego. So mind, intelligent and buddhi, mind, intelligent and ahankar, all combined is called chitta, and chitta is the source of all ideas, all thinkings. So Chitta is superior to ahankar means ego, superior to buddhi means intelligent, superior to mind means mon, and their predominant deity simultaneously Rudra, Brahma and Chandrama. Vasudev is the predominant deity of Chitta, so is the super of all other mon, buddhi and ahankar's predominant deity. So antarjami of jiva, Anta means leaving everybody's heart. And predominating deity of Chitta is Vasudev, is Krishna. He giving inspiration to fortunate soul who want to take a cross of this material world, that means non-stop chain of birth and death, who want to take a cross of that ocean. Krishna giving inspiration to him and give him instruction in form of Shiksha Guru. So Krishna told himself to Arjuna, although Arjuna is eternal associate, through Arjuna he giving teachings to the whole world. Dadami buddhi yogam tam jena mam upajantite, Gita chapter 10, slok number 10. Upon those who perform bhajan to me with love, yearning for my eternal association, I bestow the transcendental knowledge by which they can come to me. From Gurudev, English Gita. Give some gap, after that have to start. From fourth line, how do they get direct realization of you, and from whom do they learn the process of achieving it? Anticipating this question from Arjuna, Sri Bhagavan speaks this slok, beginning with the word tesam. I myself inspire all of the natural tendencies with the heart of those who desire my eternal association, so that they achieve this. This buddhi yoga cannot be achieved by individual effort or obtained from someone. It is bestowed by me alone, and only such loving bhaktas are qualified to receive it. After being blessed with this buddhi yoga, they achieve me. This from Gurudev Bhavanubad. From all this previous discussion, now in another paragraph, we understood from previous discussion that Samashti Guru means collective Guru, Sri Krishna, manifest in personal different bona fide Guru and giving initiation to disciples. So Dikshaguru only one, not more than one. So Srila Vishwanatha Chaitanya Thakur has told, Mantropadeshta Gurureka Eva, means he is giving initiation, he will be only one. Although Dikshaguru or initiating Guru only one, but Shikshaguru may be more than one or so many, no problem. Now, inquiry may come in your mind. What is the necessity of so many Shiksha Gurus? Answer is this. Told to Arjuna, Srimad Bhagavad Gita, और श्रीमद् भागवतम सॉरी इट मेंशन इन भागवतम इलेवेंथ कैंटो चैप्टर 9 श्लोक नंबर 31 न झेकस्मात् गुरोर्ज्ञानं सुस्थिरं सत् सुपुष्कलं ब्रह्म एतत् अद्वितीयं वैगीयते बहुधर्षिभिः. Although the absolute truth is one without a second, the different sages have described him in so many different ways. Therefore, one may not be able to acquire very firm or complete knowledge from one spiritual master only. After that, have to type the purport from slok from English Bhagavatam, commentary of Srila Sridhar Swami, commentary of Jiva Goswami, and commentary of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. That means first three paragraphs. In Bhagavatam, 11th canto, chapter 7, slogan number 32-35, dialogue between Yadu Maharaj and Avadhut. Yadu Maharaj has learned so many instructions from different sources, as for example, like from pigeon, from python, etc., from 24 personalities, from 24 places. Avadhut told to Yadu Maharaj that he has taken siksha from their behavior. They are like Drishtanta Guru, Guru by only from their example. So now we came in conclusion. That from which sources Avadhut has taken siksha, their Drishtanta Guru. So, and from where we get instruction called Upadishta Guru. And from him, and from Upadishta, and one is Chaitya Guru. Vachatya is Bhagavan himself, Upadeshta is giving instruction, Drishtanta only by example. Because Chaitya Guru or Bhagavan, he is Krishna, manifest in this world as a Krishna Roop, means Diksha Guru and Krishna Sarup Siksha Guru. So Chaitya Guru is superior to Upadeshta Guru or Drishtanta Guru. So Gurudev is making connection between Bhakta Tattva and Bhagavat Tattva, is living between them. The bona fide Guru is realized for a bona fide devotee as a Krishna Roop or Krishna Sarup. Which we have discussed up to now about bhakti or Sri Guru Pad Padma, mainly about vidhi bhakti or regulative devotion. Because in general meaning, bhakti means regulative principle. Now we will discuss the what is the role of Guru, same Guru in Vidhi Bhakti, and Vidhi Bhakti means Vidhi Bhakti or Vaidhi Bhakti means regulative principle, another Rag Bhakti means spontaneous devotion. Discuss again tomorrow.